Hi everyone, welcome to the Totally Unexpected podcast with Charlize Chu. I'm your host, Charlize Chu, also known as Shark Style on TikTok and Instagram. Today, as you see in the title, we are talking about all things high school because I've touched on my high school life a lot in my podcast, and that's because my high school memories are the most fresh in my brain because right before the pandemic hit, that was like right before my graduation. So those were like the only memories I have pre-corona, my only outside social life. Yeah, so that's why I wanted to talk about it today. And if you notice, I'm like, oh, I'm trying to talk slowly. I'm trying not to say the word like so much because I just watched an interview that I had and I said it so many times. So I'm trying not to say it as much. But anyways, yes, we'll be talking about all things high school, a bunch of advice because I know a lot of you are in high school right now and have a lot of questions about it. And as someone who just graduated, I have a lot to reflect on about work ethic, social life, school involvement, everything about that. I did it all, guys. I did it all. And looking back at high school, just like the title says, I don't miss it at all, which was really shocking for my friends to hear because we've talked about this conversation before and they're like, Charlize, like, sorry, I keep saying like, and I really can't, I can't stop. But they were saying, Charlize, you seemed like the person who enjoyed high school the most and really loved high school and lived in the moment. And that's how I am as a person. I am really the type of person to live in the moment and enjoy it. And I did. I did enjoy the time that I was in high school. I was a happy person, I feel like. And I definitely recommend people, just because I'm saying that high school was toxic and there were a lot of things that I look back on and do not miss at all, I don't recommend just not enjoying high school and having the mindset of when is this over? When can I graduate? I definitely think, especially because you have to deal with high school for 4 years of your life to make the best out of it. And that's exactly what I did. So even though I was happy, I don't miss it. But like, I was still happy, you know? It was, as I've mentioned before, it was just a very toxic environment. My health was so bad, not just like mentally, but actually my health was literally so terrible. That's what I don't get as to why schools are still having in-person classes during COVID, because schools, I feel like, are when you get sick the most. I got sick so much during school because people be coming to school when they have a fever, which you're not supposed to, but people be coming to school sneezing on everyone, coughing on everyone. I got sick so many times, not just like a short sickness. It would be a really long, terrible sickness to the point that I had to go to the hospital a few times. Not like the ER, but just I had to go to the doctors a lot because I was so sick. So yeah, I got sick a lot during school and I would miss school for like weeks because I got so sick. And also, I don't miss teacher behavior. There are some teachers, obviously there were some teachers that I loved and were so kind and nice, but there are some teachers that I witnessed like teacher student flirting relationships, obviously, or maybe I don't know, but nothing further went on. But there were just some really obvious teacher student flirting going on sometimes. And not just like me, not just me would notice that, okay? The people around me would notice that as well. And it was freaking disgusting. I don't care how good looking your teacher is, especially if that teacher is also flirting with you. That is so disgusting. That is abuse of power. If you guys have not seen a teacher on FX, you should watch it because it's so gross. Anyways, yeah, I don't miss teacher behavior about that. And when teachers pick favorites, I don't think I've ever had a teacher pick me as a favorite. I think a lot of my teachers did not enjoy having me in class. Not because I was a bad student. I just don't think I was ever a favorite or a teacher's pet. I think I've always just been average or just there. But I've had teachers who it was very obvious that they picked favorites, and not just the way they treated students in class, it was the way they graded, which that is when you draw the line. Like, if you're going to treat a student better in class because you like them, fine. But if you're going to grade them so much better just because you like them, that's a little doing it, and that makes me mad, because that happened in my class once, and it was very obvious. And also, just being scared of teachers. I don't know if anyone else has been scared of their teachers before, but there have been teachers that I've had that I was terrified of and terrified even asking one question of, which I feel like is such a bad way to have a teacher, you know, to think of your teachers just being terrified of them because you don't want to ask any questions ever. And I've had those teachers. I've had a few of those teachers like that, that I would be scared to ask them questions, and I would just never ask them questions and probably do poorly in their class. I had a math teacher who, one time, my friend and I, like, went into her class, and we didn't have her anymore. We just walked in, and we were like, hi. And she was like, you guys are the last people that I would expect to see me. What type of answer is that? You could have just said hi and moved along, but you had to say that too. And yeah, you know, some teachers are just kind of scary. But next on our list, we're going to talk about high school experience. Everyone wants that stereotypical American high school experience, which is, you know, some things like football games, homecomings, and pep rallies, parties, you know, having boyfriends and all of that. And I really liked going to, like, the football games, homecomings, and pep rallies. I thought pep rallies were really fun, especially because it was a nice way to get out of class. Homecomings, I loved homecomings. I love dressing up, obviously, for homecoming. And football games, even though I don't really like football that much, and whenever I went to the football games, I didn't really know what was going on because I had no clue how to play football or the sport or anything. But it was fun. You know, just the vibes were fun, at least for me and my friends, because my friends also liked going and dressing up in your school colors. It was just a nice, fun getaway, a nice break out of actual school, which I really enjoyed. And pep rallies were so, because I feel like a lot of people and a lot of clubs were able to show what they do. You know, we had, was it color guard, cheerleading, the dance team. It's just so fun to see people. One time I was on the improv team and they had no clue because I guess a lot of people weren't able to perform at the pep rally. So they randomly had our improv team perform at the pep rally, which because that's very different from dancing, you know, because it's really hard to get a crowd hype by watching an improv performance. You have to be the type of person to enjoy improv and enjoy that type of stuff to, I guess, get hyped about it. But that's not something that you do at a pep rally, especially a 360 improv scene. And just the microphones were so bad, you couldn't even hear us. So you're basically just watching like four people do random things in the middle of the gym. It was so embarrassing. 0 out of 10 experience. I would not recommend doing it. I mean, I liked improv, but I don't recommend performing and improvising at a pep rally. That was just really embarrassing. Anyways, but yes, pep rallies I enjoyed. And like I said, I loved homecoming and prom, but I don't think having a date to the dance is like an essential to the high school experience. For when you didn't have a date, especially freshman year, I think everyone wanted to be asked. Like, that was just the thing. You wanted to be asked by someone. I didn't get asked freshman year. I think everyone wants that experience, but I genuinely don't think it's something that you need to have to enjoy homecoming or prom, because I have had dates to those dances before, and every time I've had the dates, the experience was terrible. Not because of them, but just like I don't like the experience of having dates. It's so much work. You have to plan out like what you guys are gonna wear, the same color tie in your dress. You have to buy them flowers. Yeah, having a corsage on your hand is nice for pictures, but you can just like get one of your friends and buy it for each other, because my friends and I have done that once. But, you know, just having, I just do not like the experience. And that awkward moment when a slow song randomly comes on and you two are like looking at each other as in, should we dance or not? You know, that experience is just also 0 out of 10 would recommend. It's so awkward. Unless you go with your significant other or someone that you like or are attracted to. But other than that, 0 out of 10 experience. Once again, not because of the people I went with. They were fine. It's just the experience of having a date I did not like. I would rather just go with my friends and slow dance with my friends, because that is more fun than having to slow dance with someone you don't really want to slow dance with. No offense, but just, you know, I just don't recommend the experience. And clubs, you know, doing a sport or any other after school activity. I did a sport my freshman year. I honestly think it's, even though I don't really necessarily like working out, it is an experience that was really cool to see, you know, having a team and going to, because I did track, so going to track meets, even though sometimes it would be like so cold. And one time, TMI warning, but one time I was on my period during track meet, and let's just say it was heavy, and having to run and wearing short shorts. Yeah, not, do not recommend that, but it was just a cool experience. So maybe try a sport if you want. Also, my body was fit because of that. Like freshman year, I was doing volleyball and track. My body was fit, except I stopped doing both of them. So, but it's a cool experience, especially because stuff like track, you don't really need to be good to make the team. I'm pretty sure anyone can be in track, no matter how bad you are. So maybe try track. I hated running, but I still did it, and it was cool. And I also did theater. After I did sports freshman year, I decided to do theater the next 3 years of high school. Obviously, I enjoyed it if I kept doing it for 3 years. I think it's a great way to make friends doing other after-school activities. I did a lot of after-school activities. I didn't stick to a lot as much as I did with theater, especially because theater did take up a lot of my time. So obviously you have to work to balance. I think a lot of people try to do as many after school activities as they can. But if you find one that you are genuinely passionate about, then, you know, I think it's better to stick to one consistently rather than doing a lot of different ones, you know. And finally, we're going to talk about parties as the high school experience. I have never been to one of those big parties that you would think that high schools go to. I'm pretty sure my school has had parties like that, but not like the ones you would see on Project X, which I think is that's what the movie's called. The one with like the big party where everyone from your high school is invited, which never happens. I've never seen a party where everyone from high school is invited. It's usually just the same group of people. I've had my own, but never like big ones. I've had really small ones. I don't like having more than 10 people at my house, because one time I had 20 people at my house and they clogged my toilet, and it was just a traumatic experience because it was not just number one, it was number two in my toilet, and my toilet was over flooding and I had to clean it, and it was just very traumatic, especially the smell. You cannot get that smell out of your brain. And it was really hard for me to get that smell out of my brain. So yeah, after that, I did not want to have more than 10 people at my house ever. So I only ever had like small get-togethers. But I've never been to those high school parties that everyone goes to. And I don't think it's necessary, honestly. Even though there have been times where my friends and I have been like, oh, we want to go to one just to experience it. But looking back, it's not something that if you miss, you really just miss out on that part of high school, because once again, it's not the whole school at a house partying. It's just a group of people. Usually it's the same group of people. Sometimes they'll invite more people from other groups, but it's not this big thing. And from what I've heard from people that have been there, what they've said is usually what it's like is they take pictures, they go and sit on their phone for most of the time, and it's not super fun. So I don't think you're missing out on much. Also, I've heard some stories, you know, I guess as you can see from other parties in movies and stuff, there is sexual assault culture. And yeah, just for all my people out there, if you do go to one, just be careful, you know, be aware of your surroundings and never drink what people give you. I never do that. That's another thing. I don't think you're missing out on experience by not going to parties, because once you get older, you can go to clubs, which I personally think clubs are so fun. Whenever people come up to me and give me drinks, I never take them. And whenever you feel someone like that you do not want to be following you, that's when you start finding other people and you run away, you know? So just be careful whenever you go to things like that. I don't think you're missing out on any experience by not being invited to a party, because you probably will have a party experience in the future, just not in high school. So next, we're going to be talking about making friends. That was something that a lot of people, because one time I posted on my story about any high school advice, people were asking, how do you make friends? And honestly, a lot of my friends that I had in high school were my friends since elementary school. I think it's just like this connection thing. It's really hard to build that same connection as people you've been friends with such a long time with, like, people you just met in high school. But also, if the friends you had in elementary school to middle school were really bad for you, then obviously go look for new friends. But for me, my friends have stayed consistent pretty much all throughout school. I've met a few close friends my sophomore year, but for the most part, all my friends have been the same for the longest time. But after school activities and clubs and all of that are the best way to make new friends and branch out, because that is how I met more people and hung out with more people. Yeah, so after school activities, I definitely recommend that. And I think it helps you open up more doing after school clubs and everything, because sometimes after school clubs are not even a big group of people. It could be like a small group of people, and you just really get to know them more and open up. So I definitely recommend doing that. And in every friend group, literally in every friend group that I know in high school, talking with other people, have had some sort of drama. And like, it would be big drama, you know, not even just small. It would be some big stuff going on. And there have been a lot of friend groups that I know that happened throughout high school and kind of dismantled. My friend group from freshman year to senior year definitely shrunk a lot. But that's just what happens, I guess. And I honestly think that the bad thing about high school as well is the people you are friends with, it does, because you see them every single day in school, it kind of does affect your friendship a little bit, because I think the people that I'm friends with now, our relationship has gotten a lot better now than it was in high school, is what I personally think, because in high school, I saw them every day, you know? And I guess you could say, like, I didn't appreciate them as much as I do now because I don't see them every day. And I think our friendship is a lot better now because I don't see them every day. So when I do see them, it's, you know, more like it's a thing that I appreciate more when I do see them. So, yeah, I feel like when you see people, the same people every day, that does affect your relationship with them. That's why I hear, like, a lot of people say not to room with your best friends, because it does affect, which I definitely do believe. Also, making sure, which is something that I had to learn in high school as well, is making sure that when you make a friend with someone, if you think or want to decipher, are they a good friend? Should I continue putting so much energy in this friendship? Is feeling, because you can feel it, if they're matching your energy and just putting, like, the same amount of energy into your relationship as you are, because you can feel that. And once you feel that something is off, that is when you know. Or else if you genuinely think that they could be a good friend, being communicative, is that a word? Communicative? Communicating with them about how you're feeling and being open, because a lot of drama starts with the lack of communication and people not telling each other how they're upset or anything like that. So communication is honestly key for any relationship. Speaking of relationship, let's talk about high school relationships. I've never been in one. I've never been in a high school relationship because, you know, there have been instances where I've had similar attractions with people. But once I kind of knew that they, you know, liked me back, I was kind of over it. So I don't think I was ever genuinely super into anyone from my high school. But I think one of the biggest things is about all that teenage high school angst. And whenever something happens between someone, it's just like you want to gossip about it. It was just a fun thing. I think it was just a nice break from schoolwork and everything, talking about like relationships and gossiping and drama. All of that was because it was like a getaway from high school, I guess, if that makes sense. I don't know. I think a lot of relationships and having crushes and everything had to do with just teenage angst. But personally, I've never been in a relationship, and I'm kind of glad that I wasn't in one because, I don't know, it's just, I don't know, a lot of work. But also, I don't believe in high school sweethearts. Not saying that if you did meet someone that you fell in love with in high school, you can't get married. Like, if you marry someone in high school, that's great, good for you. Personally, I just don't think that I could ever marry someone from my high school, especially because I live in the Midwest. Just don't see that path. Obviously, that's not a path for me anymore because I was never in a relationship in high school. Yeah, so that's all I had to say about that. A lot of people do ask me for relationship advice, and I really can't give you any because I have never been in a relationship. So, yeah. Moving on, though, to schoolwork. This is where we're going to talk about schoolwork. It's still a very important part of high school, not just your social life. I definitely recommend not starting off high school with so many hard classes. That is where I went wrong, because even though you go into freshman year and you're just like, it's my first year, it's okay if I kind of do not as great this year because it's just my freshman year. You know, I have 3 more years. That's not the case at all. 4 years, all 4 year counts, which might sound scary, but that is why I say don't start off taking hard classes if you haven't taken hard classes before. Because I remember in middle school, I did super well in middle school. I was like a straight A student in middle school. But the thing is, I didn't take any honors classes in middle school at all. But once I got into freshman year, I started taking more honors classes. But, you know, I just, for me, had never taken high honors classes before. So it was difficult. And I did poorly because I didn't know how to study. You have to study a lot more in high school than you do in middle school. That's for sure, because I thought I was going to do well, didn't do well. And so, yeah, just start off easy. It's okay to not take honors classes your freshman year. You know, it's better to get A's in regular classes than doing poorly in a bunch of honors classes. Yeah, so my freshman to sophomore year was really bad for me. I did poorly. I was super stressed out all the time. And I just, my mental health was so bad. I would cry in school because I was so stressed out about classes and everything. And I'm not usually the person to cry in front of people, I feel like. If I do cry, it's usually at home, maybe in front of my mom a lot of the times, but not in front of people. But I remember sophomore year, I cried so much in school because I was so stressed out about my classes. So those 2 years were so bad. And I think junior, senior year, especially, you know, after going through such a bad, hard time sophomore year, I really started to stay optimistic my junior and senior year. And those were the 2 years I did the best in high school, I feel like, because I was so optimistic. Because my thing is, I am such a bad test taker. So if I'm so stressed, obviously, I'm not going to be able to focus on my test that much, and I'm going to do poorly. So junior year, I started kind of telling myself, especially because I did poorly my sophomore year, I told myself, if you do badly on something, it's not the end of the world. It's going to be fine. you're going to be okay. And I said, as long as you studied hard, it's not your fault if you do poorly. So I kind of have that mindset. And biggest thing that I changed was I didn't study or do my homework past 12 a.m. Like once it hit 12 a.m., I was like, okay, we're done. Because if you get too tired, because I had to wake up 6 in the morning the next day. And if you get too tired and you have the test the next day, you're not going to be able to focus on your test. Basically, everything you studied is out the window because you're so tired and so distracted. At least that was the case for me. I'd be way too tired. Everything, even the basic knowledge that I had learned just went out of my mind, forgot all about it because I was so sleep deprived. So junior and senior year, I didn't sleep past 12 a.m. I would make sure I would try to study my best and do everything my best before 12 a.m. And I would go on the test basically feeling good. I wouldn't be stressing about it right before. I wouldn't be scramming and like cramming all my notes in my head right before the test. I just tell myself I did my best. I studied my best. You know, what happens, happens. It's not going to be my fault. So I had that really positive mindset going into taking tests, and I would end up doing perfectly fine on them because I wasn't so stressed, you know? So I definitely recommend that optimistic mindset. But once again, also just studying hard, but not overstudying. You know what I mean? So yeah. And balancing the school and social life, I think the best way is to set a schedule. If you have so many projects and tests and everything, I wouldn't make plans with people. I don't know if that's obvious or not, but if you have so much going on, I don't think it's necessary to have to go hang out with your friends every weekend because you do see them every week at school. I don't think I hung out with my friends that often during the school year, you know, but yeah. But I guess if you are free and you know you are pretty light on homework that week, that's when you make plans. I think my senior year is when I went out with people a lot more during, you know, school weeks because senior year was really chill for me. But also, like I said, doing after school activities, that is also kind of like a getaway, spending time with people. That's why I recommend after school activities so much. I'm definitely a big planner, so I think that was in my favor, is being able to plan things so organized and keeping organized and making sure that I'm planning on days that I don't have a lot of work and everything. But yeah, now we're going to talk about ACT, SAT. I hated that part of my life. I took the ACT. I didn't take the SAT. If you're like me and you're a bad test taker, I think the best way is studying early and studying your test taking skills, because I would practice at home and I would do really well at home because I'm in a very non-stressful, quiet environment. But then once I got to the actual test taking place, it was game over for me. So I think if you know that you're a bad test taker, I guess work on that early is the best advice I could give to you. But I definitely recommend the prep books because all those tests aren't anything that you learn in school. It's really just what you learn from those prep books and knowing the basic skills and formulas of things. I guess that makes sense because all of the tests are the same. They have the same skills that you need to know. So just knowing those skills, it's skills over everything you've learned in high school. It's literally nothing you've learned in high school. Truly. Not even like the English portion. Even though you would think you learn all those English things, like sentence structures, punctuation, even though you would think you would learn that in high school, you really don't. So really, you just have to teach yourself everything. So get the prep book or watch YouTube videos online. And then finally, we're going to be talking about college applications. Your last year of high school, it's college time. I personally, my college application process was so easy because I only applied to 2 schools. However, during the summer before my senior year, that was when I put the most work into the college process because I was researching so much over the summer. I think something that a lot of people don't realize, because I didn't realize this until I was actually searching for colleges, you know, most people have no clue what they want to be by their senior year. So a lot of people, when they're applying to colleges, they just apply to a bunch of different majors because chances are you might change your major in college. So I wouldn't really stress on the major part. But yeah, I was researching a bunch of different majors. I think I researched like digital design or something, film and performing arts and fashion. And I was researching a bunch of different schools for each of those majors and picking out my top schools that I wanted to go to. My list was very long at this by summer, and I just narrowed it down to two. Both of them were fashion majors. I think one of them was fashion and film, and then one of them was just fashion. And yeah, you can't really apply to a big list of schools because there is a fee whenever you apply to colleges. So, I mean, you can apply to a lot of schools if you have the money, but most people don't really apply to over 20. But I just ended up applying for two. The process for applying was really easy for me. I only really had to write essays. The only thing is I watched a lot of videos on what the schools want, because I'm sure if you go on YouTube or something and look it up, it will probably be there. That's what I did for my essays. I looked up on YouTube what the colleges are looking for, what you shouldn't write on those essays, and I basically followed that. I did a lot of research on the schools that I was applying to while writing my essay because I incorporated stuff that the school had in my essay to show that I was really interested in the school. And I had a bunch of people proofread my essays. I had my friends read it. I think I had my English teacher read it, and she's really smart. Love her. She read it like a few times. So yeah, and there's like a bunch of college counselors. So just getting help and using your resources, I guess, is the best way. As I said before, the summer before applying to really do your research. If you don't know your major, it's not the end of the world. You might end up changing your major, who knows? But just choosing, I guess, the best fit for you, that you feel the best fit. Because for me, I was so in between majors until I got into fashion school, like the one that was just solely for fashion, was when I knew that I wanted to go to that school, you know. But up until then, I still wasn't sure. And, you know, there's a lot of people who go to school with me that are still not sure if they want to keep doing their major. And that's just what happens. School really doesn't prepare you for college process and knowing what you want to do. But it's just all about research and getting experience and everything. But I think that was really all for my podcast. Today's podcast was a little bit longer than my usual ones. I hope you guys enjoyed this, just me talking about everything about high school and my high school experience, because I've talked about high school so many times throughout my podcast that I thought I'd make a whole episode on it. It is really long, you know, 4 years to reflect on. But I hope you guys enjoyed, and you will hear me next week.